Chaver, the mitzvahs hayayim of Pesach are clearly chametz and matzah. The lo saseh is matzah, is chametz. The lo saseh is chametz. The aseh is matzah. Which are the yisoidos of the entire yontif. And everyone knows the Zohar. This Zohar, you know, even if you've never seen it inside, that matzah is known as michl d'mamnusa. Matzah is known as the bread of belief. And what does that mean? What does that mean? To say that Pesach is the yontif of Amunah, that makes a lot of sense. Chag Amunah, Pesach, of course. When you reread and you learn about all the Nisim, all the miracles, Kriyas Yamsuf, Eser Makos, how can we not be inspired to have a deeper belief in the Rabbeinu Shalom? But how is eating matzah Amunah? What is that michl d'mamnusa? Why is eating matzah bring me any more amuna? Because I'm eating matzah. What is that? So B'nai Saskar says an incredible idea. The Ilgi B'nai Saskar says, if you analyze matzah and chametz, what do you find? We all know they're the same exact ingredients. They both are just the five grains and water, and you bake them. The difference is as follows. When you're creating matzah, when you're baking matzah, and I'm sure many of us probably went to bake matzahs, or when you're baking matzah, there's not a moment you're not involved in the process. You're mixing the flour and water, you're kneading it, you're rolling it, you're putting the holes in it, you put it in the oven, and you bring it out. Your mom is involved in every moment of the process. You don't leave it for a moment. When you create those same ingredients in the chametz, you mix it, you knead it, but then what? You just let it be. You let it rise. You let it take some natural course on its own. It just does. If you've seen your mother bake challah, she just leaves it alone, just to be. B'nai Saskar says, when we're baking our matzahs and we understand what matzahs are, just like by matzah, there's not a moment where there's no involvement. It's not being worked. It's not being done. So too is the Eibishter in our lives. There's not a moment in our life the Rabbeinu Shalom is not involved. The Rabbeinu Shalom is orchestrating every moment of this world, every moment of our lives. And therefore, matzah is michla d'memnusa. It's the bread of Amunah, because when we think about matzah, we recognize the ultimate Amunah. That ultimate Amunah is that Amunah that Hashem is involved in every second of my life. And that's why, what are we going to call the Yontav? Chag HaMatzah. It's such a strange. That's what we want to call the Yontav. Chag Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chag HaMatzah. Yeah, it's because that's the symbolism of Amunah, of realizing all that Hashem does for us. The Korban Pesach, we said, the Ramban tells us in Parshas Bo, when we shech the Korban Pesach is the tle, the lamb, which is the mazel of the month, which talks about like a natural occurrence of a month. We shech the Korban Pesach as if to say there's no mazel. We shech the mazel. You know who the mazel of Yidden, who each and every one of us, it's the Eibishter. That's what the Ramban and Parshas Bo. That's what Korban Pesach is. And that's what the matzah is. It's all that amuna that Hashem is orchestrating every moment of my life. Whatever is going on is the Eibishter. I was thinking this idea. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought me a matana. If you take the gematria of michl d'mamnusa in the Zohar, michl d'mamnusa, this food of belief, which is the matzah, it's gematria 657, exactly gematria Dveikus matzah. The dveikus that we have from Hashem through the matzah. When you have this matzah, you realize I'm one with Hashem every moment. Hashem is mizdavik to me. I'm clinging to Him, but He's clinging to me. He's doing everything in my life. The dveikus that comes from matzah. Dveikus matzah, exactly gematria michl d'mamnusa, because that's what this food of Amunah is. Bez Hashem is barach. Each and every one of us should have the most heilige yontif for us, for our mishpachas. Most importantly, Yontav of Amunah. Make sure, if you're going to talk by your Seder, if you're going to say anything by your Seder, whatever Torah you say, whatever story you say, whatever it is, somehow connected to Emunah and connection to Hashem. That's all that we need. And that's all that this whole Yontif is about. And the more we build our Emunah, the more we're going to build every aspect of our lives in Avodas Hashem. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, all of Klal Yisrael should strengthen our Emunah. Chazal say it was Emunah, then in that chus we had the Gula. If each and every one of us strengthens our Emunah on this Yontif of Pesach, Be'ez Hashem will be Zoyche, not just to celebrate the Gula of the past, but be celebrating the Gula of the present, with Mashiach Sukeinu, with Gula Shlema, B'mher V'yameinu, V'chakash V'mech, V'l'simcha B'bracha, Heil Yishabes Kodesh, Bez Hashem, Pesach and Shabbos is one, Machras HaShabbos, V'shvi Shabbos Dike Pesach, Pesach Dike Shabbos, V'l'simcha, V'l'bracha, V'l'kedusha.